I'd like to welcome our listeners to another edition of Radio Up, produced by the members of Up House, a place where anyone with mental illness can go and become a member of a very special organization where mental illness is not treated like a disease, not discussed, and where everyone there is treated as an equal. My name is Leslie, and I'm honored to be your host for today's session about future dreams. If money and time wasn't an issue, and there was no such thing as COVID-19, what dream or dreams of yours would you like to have come true? Whether you do it on your own, with family members, with friends, or even total strangers, whether it takes place on this planet or any other planet in our galaxy. So let's begin with our first dreamer, Jennifer. Would you like to just introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm doing great today, and I'm happy to share my bucket list with you.
Awesome.
First thing I'd like to do, since I've had more time lately, I've been writing some poems and taking some photos of places I've been going biking, and also I've been doing some artwork. So someday I'd like to publish something with all my artwork and poetry and photos. So that's something I'd like to do.
That sounds very interesting.
And I have something else that I'd like to do, because I really enjoy adventure. I'd like to take a camping trip across Canada and the U.S., maybe go away for maybe 2-3 months and experience the world, see the world and everything it has to offer. So I'd really like to do that. I'd probably go alone because I like to take my time and see everything on my own time.
Would you go by bike or you would go by vehicle?
Well, I'd probably go by vehicle and I'd bring my tent with me, and I'd find some nice campgrounds, and that'll be really wonderful. I'd probably bring my bike with me as well, so I could bike around a bit wherever I am. And my kayak too. I can't forget that at home.
Boy, you are the athlete for sure.
I love adventure.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it's easier to tell us things that you don't do than all the things that you do. That's fantastic. Are there special places you'd like to go?
Well, I haven't really planned it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I could maybe do some more research so it becomes more of something that I could really do eventually. Normally, I go camping, but I go around the area here, Quebec or Ontario. I haven't really gone anywhere further.
Wow. When I was a lot younger, my best friend, his name was Harry, and I decided to get in my Dodge Aspen and drive across North America. And we stopped at a zillion places, and I took a zillion photos. Unfortunately, they are on negatives, not digital. I have no idea where they are anymore, but that was an unbelievable excursion. We had the greatest time of our lives. And we went where we wanted to go and took our time, and it was great.
Where did you spend the nights?
Wherever we were. Like, we drove from Montreal to Toronto. We crossed over the border into Detroit. We drove across the upper part of northern United States.
Wow.
We stopped in a lot of places. We drove up into Calgary. Mm. Then we crossed Calgary down to across to Vancouver. We took Vancouver down to San Francisco.
Wow.
I'm trying to remember where we went from San Francisco. Oh, we went to Las Vegas. On the way, we stopped at Butte, Montana. That's where Evel Knievel lived. And we went to see Mount Rushmore. And we went to see, I mean, just things that we were seeing signs for that weren't planned. We just decided, hey, that sounds like fun. And we stopped and had a great time.
Well, that's amazing. It's nice that you were able, you had a buddy to go with.
If you're looking for volunteers, I'll split the gas with you.
Great.
Well, that sounds really, really awesome. Mm. And I hope when you decide to take it, you'll at least check in with us every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anything else, Jennifer, you'd like to add?
I think I've pretty much said everything. I have a nice idea in my head now, so I'm all gung-ho to do it.
Yay, Jennifer.
I hope you make it come true. Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate your comments and everything. Now we'll go to another member. Heidi, are you there?
Yes, I am there.
Heidi, would you like to take us through your future dreams?
one of my dreams is to take a cruise together with a friend on the Rhine, on the river, and that would be something that I would really like to do.
Okay.
The second one is it's more realistic, but I want to go back to visit my family.
Mm-hmm. Visit your family where?
In Switzerland.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's sounds very nice.
Yeah, it is.
I have a question, Heidi.
Yes?
Are you taking the friends from Montreal or friends in Switzerland?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. I probably would take a friend from here.
Would you consider taking the host of today's show?
Okay.
Yay!
If he pays for his own way.
Oh.
Always. Do you have a lot of family in Switzerland?
Everybody is there. I have my three sisters, and I have lots of cousins and nephews and nieces.
Wow. How long have you... did you come from Switzerland, or you're born here?
No, I was born in Switzerland.
So how long have you been here about?
Since 1975.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Your tour of the Rhine River, why is that something you'd like to do?
I just have heard from many people that did it, that it is beautiful and it's very relaxing and it's a good thing.
Is this like a multi-day thing, or this is just, go ahead.
This is many days.
Wow, that sounds terrific.
And I have another one. I would like to get a dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
any particular breed?
I think I would like a Doberman.
Mm. A Doberman? Whoa, big doggy.
Yeah.
I used to have a Dalmatian.
Oh, nice.
I guess you'd have to get your Doberman after you complete your other visit of your family in Switzerland and your cruise on the Rhine River?
Yeah, I think so.
But either that or your Doberman can accompany you.
That I don't know.
They could be incredibly big dogs.
Yeah, they are.
But that's great. Wow, that's very exciting.
I have something else. I've been told many times that I should write a book and about all my experiences, and I don't know if I'm going to do it, but it's one of my dreams.
A book about your life, basically? Or
mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's nice. Anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, Heidi. It was very enlightening, and I hope all your wishes come true.
Thank you.
And don't forget about us when you write your book to send us copies.
Okay.
Okay. Next, how about if we go to Ruth?
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to share my bucket list. For me, the first one is I have one daughter that's in South Carolina, and you know, I haven't seen her in a year and a half for lots of reasons. And I'm not sure when I will right now with everything going on. But that's certainly one of my, on my bucket list, is always to go and visit her. And she lives in near Charleston. So we explore Charleston. We kind of have traditions, you know, we go on ghost tours and boat tours and different things. Things that, you know, we didn't do when she was growing up that we really enjoy doing now. So that's kind of one of them. The other is just,
Sorry, I was just going to ask you, how long would you like to stay out there for?
Usually I stay 3 weeks.
Oh, that's very nice.
The other is to really allow myself to take the time to relax and visit the museums in Montreal. You know, whether it's the Museum of Fine Arts or the Contemporary Museum, or just to kind of say, okay, this is my day. I'm going to go and just wander around, have a nice lunch, and just, you know, by myself, just kind of see what they're really all about, because I read them, people tell me about them, but I haven't really kind of gone and explore them, and I'd like to be able to do that. And kind of in the same way, it's many, many years ago, I was coordinating a group of seniors developing activities for them, and we went to the botanical gardens and we had the most amazing tour, and they had tour guides, and I thought that's something that I might really like to do, but also just to spend time there, because there are so many different areas of the garden to visit. And it really takes probably more than a day if you really, you know, want to enjoy the different parts of it. And I love gardening, and it gives me a lot of ideas and hope when I go there. Right. So those are some of the things. The other is that I really, really like walking. I have kind of got away from it, but used to do that a lot. So I think it's to get back into walking, but more with the idea of hiking and not doing big mountains. But I know of a couple like walking groups that you can join, and they go to different parks, or it's kind of a day excursion that's organized. And I thought that would be really nice to get into as well. I can keep going. I added on everybody else's dreams. Okay. Kind of along the same thing is, again, I guess just didn't take the time to do this, is to go and visit. There's a garden in Grand Métis. It's in northern Quebec. It's about 300 kilometers from Quebec City. And it's a fantastic garden. It's called the Jardin de Métis. And it was developed by this horticulturalist, Elise Refford. I won't go into the whole thing, but the whole garden is organized in different areas. So it's, by different themes. And when you theme, you might say, oh, it's all roses, or it's all like the botanical gardens, but it's not. They'll say contemporary, or, themes like that. And what they did over the years is they added in an architectural theme in every area. Mm-hmm. So you're going along and you're seeing the flowers, and all of a sudden there's architecture that's been done by Quebec artists, and they have different exhibits every year that you can go and spend time there. So that would be great, and it's not something you do in a day. Usually you do it over a few days. So I thought that could be really, really nice.
Is this a private individual's garden that's open to the public?
It was private. It's the Refford family, but it's become a national historical thing. But it's open to the public.
Okay.
And I have a big bucket list. Oh my goodness. The other is just very quickly, I have always dreamed of going across Canada by train. I like traveling by train. It's relaxing. You can read, you can walk around.
Oh.
And just to see the landscape across Canada, because you get on TV, you read about it, you see pictures, but just to kind of go along. But to go on one of these, to be able to sort of get off, if you said, okay, I'd like to really, maybe get off in the prairies and visit there a bit, or in the Rocky Mountains, spend some time there. So it's not just zap across Canada and back again. And right. after Heidi spoke, I added dog. I'd really like to have a dog. The kind of dog I would want is one that I had many, many years ago, and that's a Newfoundlander. It could be a really big dog. So it's not the most practical thing for me, but I really, really like that dog, the character and everything. So that's my bucket list.
Wow. I hope you live to be 150.
I intend to. Yep.
Oh, okay. Because that's quite the list.
Got to have lots of dreams. Yeah.
Each one of them sounds awesome. And thank you, Ruth. And just a side note, Ruth is the director of UpHouse. And we're very glad to have her on with us today.
Nice to be here.
We'll have you again, that's for sure. Next, we'll go to one of the facilitators there, and I'll let him introduce himself to you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mark Anthony.
Good to have you here. Let's hear about your exciting bucket list.
So there's one thing that I always wanted to do growing up, and everything that you see on TV is go in a hot air balloon. That's one thing.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go up above the sky in the clouds and to have a nice scenery. Another thing that I want to do is to go to Hawaii. The whole aloha vibe you get over there, it's very, very different, and it's something that I want to experience as well.
You wouldn't consider hot air ballooning over to Hawaii, would you?
Perhaps. Crossing borders in a hot air balloon, yes? In a green hot air balloon, the color green, Like, speaking of traveling different wonders of the world, I would say. So I'd want to walk the Great Wall of China.
Oh, wow.
Just because it's historic, right? You want to be part of that history. You want to see what it's like to build a wall across the field, across the land. I also want to see the Northern Lights. I need to check off my bucket list in around March, April or so.
Things that you're mentioning, are you doing this on your own or with other people or?
Oh, yes. It's like a journey, like having a backpack type of travel, If friends or family or anybody would like to join the adventure, that'd be great.
Are you treating? Or we have to pay our own way?
How about I meet you there? Is that okay?
Sure. Absolutely. I'll meet you when you land your ballooning event.
Yes.
Continue. Yeah.
Yeah. So growing up, I think this stuck with me since high school. My friends are still with me. But one thing that we always told each other, even going through school and adulthood now, was to be part of a boy band.
Okay.
There are times that we would spend time together, but we would connect musically. Like, I play the piano, my friend plays the drums. So we would always go to my friend's basement, and it was like a garage band type style, you know? That was one of the dreams.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's just one dream. And we didn't come up with a name. We would always fight over the name.
That should be your biggest problem, is coming up with the name.
Exactly. I think we have to start there first.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. Well, every one of the things you mentioned is quite awesome. If any other members want to go with Mark on his expedition,
I'll go. I'm ready.
There we go.
We appreciate you sharing your list with us very much. So I'd like to introduce one more member of Up House. Her name is Lena, and I'll turn it over to Lena.
Hi, everyone. I've given some thought to my bucket list, but it doesn't go very far down the road, I must say. It's a more immediate type of bucket list, focused on trips. And one of my great desires would be to go back to Italy whenever I have the opportunity to do that. And the other trips are, I'm thinking mostly in terms of my daughters and being able to pop in on them every so often every year. One is in New York, Brooklyn. Another one's in Toronto, so they're not too far, and I would like to go visit them at least two or three times a year, if it's at all possible. And I have a good girlfriend in San Diego, and one in Cambridge, Ontario, and they're on my list as well.
Nice, very nice. How long would you like to spend with each one?
Well, I figure that a week to 10 days is a good amount of time. Because then you don't outstay your welcome, kind of thing. So that would be my objective, yeah.
Okay. What else?
I was trying to think about that before I came on. And for the moment, I guess what I would like to do is be in a position to have more grandchildren.
Okay.
So that's it for now. I haven't really delved into it too much, because I had a meeting up until very shortly. So that's about it for me for now.
Would you like some of the members of Up House to call your daughters and speak to them about this issue of more grandchildren?
Well, I'll think about it.
You let us know.
Okay.
Your trip to Italy, would you go by yourself, or would you take someone or a bunch of people?
Well, I would love to go with my eldest sister, but I don't know if she's going to be up for it or not. Otherwise, if I don't have somebody to accompany me, I would go on an organized trip.
Okay. Like a tour of Italy?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. If I can afford it.
Well, the idea of the dreams are that you will be able to make, you know, they are based on that you can afford things and that certain things that have to happen will happen. So no more virus, plenty of money, health and happiness.
Well, thank you.
Okay, is that it for you then, Lena?
Yeah, for now, that's it.
Thank you all very much. That concludes today's session. And I would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to our Future Dreams broadcast. Please tune in next time for another exciting conversation. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just a reminder to all our listeners, our station ID for finding our broadcast is at www.radio-up.org, O-R-G. Thank you very much, and please tune in next time.